Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 61, Workout Tracking. So, since my latest episode, or the recent episode on the standing desk, and the episode I did a while back on Google Drive, I had a couple of people get in touch with me saying that, is there an easy way to keep track of workouts? They don't have a smartphone, so there's no easy way to do it mobily, but they do have a notebook to keep track of their workouts, and they want a way to make sure that it's always synced and backed up. And if they were ever, or if there was ever the situation that they did get a smartphone, if there was a way to continue that mobily. And I said, basically there is, and I asked if they wanted to go with the route of a smartphone app, but they said no, they didn't want to go that route. They just wanted their own basic sheets for keeping track of everything they do. And that's where Google Drive Sheets comes in. So you could use let's say Excel and a syncing service like Dropbox to accomplish this. But I figure, well, why not have something that's more browser-based, or not necessarily tied to a specific machine and requiring, you know, Microsoft Excel. So I thought, well, what is a good way to use Google Drive Sheets to do the same thing? And basically, this is a solution I came up with that seems to work and also lets you create charts and graphs if that is your thing as well. So basically, what I came up with in this case is that I'll create a new sheet, or you'll create a new sheet, let's say, and create tabs for all the different kinds of workouts that you do. I figured I'd keep the same general format, so two columns, one for the date and one for the number of reps you do if you're doing weights, another, or if you're doing or keeping track of your runs, for example, then the length of time in minutes to keep that consistent. Granted, it doesn't necessarily keep track of the resistance or anything like that, but let's say you are using an elliptical or a treadmill or a Stairmaster or anything like that that keeps track of your calories for you, then you can include a column for that as well. And the beauty of this is that from there you can then create your different charts, so you can create your pie chart or scatter plot or bar charts or any type of chart you want to help visualize the variance in your workouts and whatever changes may take place. And then you can adjust it based on 1 day or 2 days, 5 days, or the max range to include everything. And it's always available and always ready to go. So let's say you're at a browser and you want to enter data from your notebook, or if you do end up getting a tablet or a smartphone, or you already have one, then you can edit those files on the go as well. So you don't necessarily have to keep an app, but it is tied to your account, so you're not having to create a brand new account for a new app, or if you decide to change apps and you have to worry about migrating over or keeping two apps just to keep that consistency until you migrate over. This way everything is all in one place and you have all your different tabs ready for you and available to edit wherever you may be. Well, the thing to note is, as in Excel, when you're creating your charts, you need to make sure that if you do have headers, that you check the box that says that your first row contains headers, so it does not throw off your data and no other awkward changes may take place because it's trying to include headers and numbers and dates and all of that different information as well. So that's really all I wanted to cover for this particular episode, in that there is a way to migrate your workout tools. I have started actually keeping a log of the number of hours I'm using or standing at my standing desk. It is actually pretty straightforward so far. So basically I have my 8-hour workday, and the only time I'm actually not standing at my desk is when I'm driving and when I'm at lunch. So basically, Monday was, I believe, 8 hours, the other day was 9 hours, and so basically the number of hours I work in the day, it automatically calculates less lunch, so that's a good way of keeping track of that. So I can see the increase and decrease on a daily basis, just to see that kind of variance. Nothing too spectacular yet, but basically if I want to see that change, I have the data listed in a spreadsheet format, and then I can create any type of chart that I want. And Google Drive has a good number of charts available, so if you have it in Excel, there's a good chance it's already migrated into Google Drive and it's automatically saved, so no matter what device you're on or what browser you're in, you're able to access it. And if you're worried about security and you don't want anyone to get a hold of your workout tracking because you want to keep it safe and secure, be sure to check out our friends over at ProXPN. They help keep your data safe and secure at all times, so you can be sure that you'll be safely browsing the internet and doing what you need to do, and your personal files will also remain safe and secure. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get 20% off of their already fantastically low rates, so you can save some extra money that way as well. And if you're traveling and you want to keep track of your workouts and you're having trouble accessing it, ProXPN also helps you access your location-sensitive sites and content as well. So be sure to visit ProXPN.com and use the promo code GEEK20 to get started with your safe and secure internet browsing today. We thank them for their support. We hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. If you want to get in touch with me for questions, comments, concerns, corrections, tips, or anything like that, you could email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, or you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01 to get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to check out more shows on the Geek.io network of shows or fill out our online contact form, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.